The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
This right here is the Friday, May 6th edition of the Daily Wager podcast, and this might be the biggest one of the year considering everything we've got taking place this weekend. So sit back, relax, and let's go to work. All right, boys and girls, welcome back to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. She's Anita Marks, I'm Joe Fortenball, and we have title fights, the playoffs, and horse racing all to get to in the next few minutes. So now, let's not waste any time. Friday night, the Miami Heat, who lead their series against the Philadelphia 76ers 2-0, the series travels, or I should say transitions, to Philadelphia for game 3. Miami laying 2, total of 210.5. Joel Embiid listed as out, but it's a little bit up in the air. There's apparently a very small chance he could play. Take that for what it's worth. Anita, how are you going to attack this one?
Yeah, I've been trying to communicate with my folks down in Philly. I know you're from there as well, so I would imagine you have some hookups. Just trying to get a good grip in regards to what they're hearing with Embiid and the flagship station is hearing conflicting reports. So if the flagship station doesn't know whether or not Embiid's going to play or not, I mean, then, you know, how are we to know? You know, obviously that's the elixir, Joe. We know that, right? Like 76ers team, they can't do anything without him. The Heat defense, they're so, you know, they focus in on the opponent's best player. We saw what they did against Trae Young in Atlanta. We're seeing them do it against Harden. I'm definitely going to play the under in points with Harden tonight, which is it's come down to 22.5. It just keeps on coming down and down. Of course, now we're in game 3. I'm going to play the over in 1.5 steals for Jimmy Butler. He prides himself on the defensive side of the ball, and he averages 2 steals a game alone against the 76ers this season, and especially in the postseason. So those are 2 prop bets I'm playing. Obviously, if Embiid doesn't play, the Heat are going to roll here. I wouldn't be surprised if the Heat sweep the 76ers without Embiid, but really, I feel that it would be unprofessional for me to tell people to make a play on this game when we don't know if Embiid is going to play or not. So I'm going to play some prop bets here. And I'm going to continue to communicate with my folks down in Philadelphia and try to get a scoop, an inside skinny on what's happening with Embiid, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to decide tonight's game.
I'm playing the under 210.5. I think you have a classic zigzag series here in the postseason as it pertains to the total. Bookmakers closed game 1 at 210.5. It went well under the total, poor shooting nights, slow pace, lots of defense. So in game 2, they dropped the total to about 208. Well, guess what? You have positive shooting regression. Miami shoots the lights out. Pace picks up a little bit, and you have your first over for the Miami Heat the entire postseason. So now the bookmakers adjust again. They move this up to about 210, 210.5, and this is where I'm going to play the under. All right, I think this is an under series to begin with. I like the price, and Miami shot 51% from the floor and 48% from deep at home in game 2. I think both those numbers are coming down with them being on the road, not just because they're on the road, because mathematics tells us there should be some natural regression here. And Philly's offense has been dreadful since Embiid went out. And I'm a betting man. I'm going to bet Embiid does not play tonight, so I'm going under 210.5. The other Friday night game, Dallas coming home. They find themselves in an 0-2 hole against the defending Western Conference champion Phoenix Suns. It's a pick'em tonight. Dallas in a pick'em, total of 219 against the Suns. What do you like here?
I do like the over in this game, over 219.5. I mean, not that I expect the Suns to be shooting 62.5% from the field. Just ridiculous. Do they take a step back? Yeah, but I mean, they're averaging 132 points a game. I think Dallas plays better at home. Obviously, I'm going to play Luka over 3.5 three-pointers. I'm also going to play over 32.5 points for him. You know, I do believe, listen, the Mavs are back at home. They're in Dallas. And interesting stat here, the Suns are 1-3 in game threes in the NBA postseason. So, I do the Mavs have a chance to win this game? Sure. The Suns are just so good. They're just so good. And they match up so well against the Mavs. So I'll tell you what I am going to play. I'm going to play a parlay where, again, if it's confirmed that Embiid does not play, Joe, I'm going to take the Heat and I'll lay the points, and then I'm going to play the Suns on the money line parlay. But I'm not making a bet in this Heat game until I hear what the status is with Embiid. And it could come down to a game time decision. That's what we're hearing. What I do know is that he took part in shoot around today. So it could come down. You just want to stay on top of the news. You want to stay on top of social media. As soon as that news breaks, then you want to jump on it as fast as possible.
Small play for me, but I'll be on the Phoenix Suns. I think the price is too cheap. Look at game one, look at game two. The Suns were laying 6 points in both of those games, and they smashed Dallas in both those games. Don't be fooled by the 7-point win in game one. Phoenix ran them out of the building, and then Dallas put up a lot of glamour stats in the fourth quarter to make it look close. The reality was they were two blowouts. So now you're going to transition to Dallas, and you're going to make this game a pick. I think it should be Phoenix -2, which is why I'm going to be on the Suns. It's not as if Dallas has been all that bad. Defensively, they stink, but it's tough to slow down Phoenix. Offensively, they've been fine. 46% from the field in the series, 41% from deep. They have fewer turnovers. They have more free throw attempts, and they're still getting run out of the building. I don't know what they can do any better to win in this series. If you've been gambling long enough, you know that the play tonight should be Dallas, that their backs are against the wall, and they're going to come out firing, and they're going to feed off the home crowd. And if you are going to make a Mavericks play, the best attack is probably to play them in the first half. But ultimately, for me, I will play the Suns half-unit wager. Let's go to Saturday, Milwaukee and Boston. Series renewed, tied at 1-1 as they transition to Milwaukee. Bucks laying 2, total of 213. What do you think is going to happen here?
I'm going to play the under here. You know, this has been a hard-fought battle on the defensive side of the ball. The Bucks are only averaging 100 points a game. The Celtics, 103. Chris Middleton, again, as we know, he's expected to be out for this entire series. You've got Brown, who's dealing with a hamstring issue. Marcus Smart is injured as well. So I'm going to play the under here in this matchup.
All right, I've got two props in this game. Number one is going to be Jaylen Brown under 24.5 points. I'm just betting he can't do what he just did in game two. He was 11 of 18 from the field, 61%. He was 6 of 10 from deep, 60%. He dropped 30 points. The best performance he's had all postseason. It's probably one of the best games of his entire career. So now they're going to transition to Milwaukee in a big bounce back spot for the Bucks. I don't think Brown's going to be able to keep up that shooting. And he hasn't come anywhere near going over 24.5 points except that one game, which was game two. I don't see it happening again. Fade on Brown. The price is too high, under 24.5 points. On the flip side, I'm going to play Drew Holiday over 19.5 points. Pretty much the opposite of all the reasons why I'm fading Brown. As hot as Brown was in game two, Holiday was ice cold. 7 of 20 from the floor, 1 of 6 from deep. He played 40 minutes, and he still found a way to get to 19 points, believe it or not. If he shoots just a little bit better, he should go soaring over his points prop, which is 19.5 here, and he's getting a lot more shots with Middleton out of the lineup. So two player props, Jaylen Brown under 24.5 points, Drew Holiday over 19.5 points. Final game, Saturday. The Warriors and the Grizzlies tied at 1-1, heading to the Bay Area. Golden State laying 7, total of 225.5. Dylan Brooks suspended in this game after being ejected in game two for the hard foul on Gary Payton II, who ended up fracturing his elbow. He's out for a few weeks. What are you going to play here?
I'm going to play the under here as well. I know we're thinking like, you know, Grizzlies and Morant, and he putting up 45 a game. And then, of course, you got Curry and Clay. And I still think, you know, these two teams made it here because of their defense. The Golden State Warriors holding their opponents to 105 points a game, second best defense coming into the postseason, and the Grizzlies holding their opponents to 109, and they have the fourth best defense coming into this postseason. So I'm going to play, I know it's I'm zigging when people are zagging. So I'm going to play the under here, but also Bain has had a horrible season, horrible postseason so far in this series, I should say. I think he gets back on track. So he typically is shooting 47% from downtown, but he just has not been doing that. I think he gets back on track this game. So I'm going over 2.5 three-pointers for Desmond Bane. That will be my prop bet in this matchup.
All right. I like Golden State to jump all over Memphis in this one after what happened in game two. This is going to be the biggest game in the history of Chase Center. Now, I know that's not saying much because the building's only been open for a few years, but the point still holds. This is a huge game. It is going to be a raucous crowd. And Steve Kerr, every time he's gotten in front of a microphone, is talking about how Dylan Brooks broke the code with that foul on Gary Payton II. I think the Warriors are coming out for their, quote, fallen brother in this one. And I think they're going to play huge defense early in this game. I like the Warriors in the first half, -3.5 to jump all over Memphis in this matchup. Keep in mind, Golden State shooting just 27% from deep in this series. That's eventually going to pick up. On a similar note, Klay Thompson over 21.5 points. I know that's a big number considering what Klay's done this postseason. He has been dreadful in this series. Couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. Coming home to Chase Center, I think this is your classic Claymaker game where he comes out and throws the haymaker and starts knocking down shots from deep. Klay Thompson over 21.5 points. That is the NBA card for the next 2 days. We've got horse racing. The Kentucky Oaks is this evening. The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. Who are your picks to win in both?
All right, so we got the Oaks. Post time today is going to be 5:51 p.m., just so you know how much time you have to get this in. I like Nest. That's the four horse, 3 years old. This obviously will be the toughest and the deepest field that she will be running against. But she's got a good pace. That's what you need at Churchill Downs. And from what I understand, she's been training very, very well. Also, it's going to be a wet track, and she typically does well. You know, a lot of horses, some of them don't like the mud in their face. She doesn't care. So I like the four horse. I also like the 10, Kathleen O. She is a monster. Like, if you're at the paddock and you're watching her walk around, you're saying, oh my goodness gracious, sweetheart, go, hashtag run, don't walk, baby. Go put money on this horse. She is that good. Kathleen O, she's the 10 horse. And the one horse, Secret Oath, who won against the boys at the Arkansas Derby. So those are the three horses. I'm going to play them in an exacta box. The 4, 1, 10. Also, I'll play an exacta wheel where I'll have the 4 at the top and then 1 and 10 finishing right behind.
And what do you like in the Derby tomorrow?
There's two horses that I like that you can get right now at 20-1. One is Charge It. They're calling him the quote-unquote wise guy horse. And then the other one is the, and that's the 8th horse. And the other one is the 16th horse, and that's Cyber Knife. And again, both these dudes can win at 20-1. Charge It, a Pletcher horse. Saez is its jockey. Charge It, this will be the third race of its career. It's finished second in the Florida Derby. And it's starting to peak right now. And you gotta love it. Son of Tappet. And you gotta love you got 20 horses in this race, Joe. So the fact that he drew the 8th position is really key. Cyberknife, not as great of a position at 16. He's a Brad Cox horse. And Brad Cox was quoted as saying that he feels he's the best 3-year-old in the country, coming off a win in the Arkansas Derby about 5 weeks ago. So he's rested. And from what I understand, he's been training really well as well. There's 20 horses in this race. There's a lot of parity. So what you want to look for is good value. And Charge It and Cyberknife are the two horses that you can get at 20-1 who have an excellent chance of winning the Derby on Saturday.
It's a healthy card. One play for me in the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. That's White Abario, who's 10-1 on the morning line. 5 career starts, 4. Count them, 4 of which were winners. 2 races in 2022, both were monster graded stakes wins, the Holy Bull and the Florida Derby. where he went up against competition that he'll face in today's Kentucky Derby. Byers' speed figures have been, I believe, 98 or higher in each of those last two races. Closed really strong in the Florida Derby after the pace simplification set early in that race. So White of Barrio, 10-1 on the morning line. That's going to be my horse. Two plays for you in main event fights taking place Saturday night. UFC 274, Charles Oliveira, inside the distance at minus 125. I know a lot of people like Justin Gaethje. The over-under for this fight is 1.5 rounds. The thought process is that either Gaethje knocks out Oliveira or Oliveira wins by some form of submission. I'll take Oliveira. He got knocked down in the first round in each of his last two fights against Chandler and Dustin Poirier. I think that's going to be the lesson he needed coming into this fight to stay away from the dangerous Gaethje. Get this to the mat. Win it via submission. Charles Oliveira inside the distance, minus 125. T-Mobile Arena here in Las Vegas Saturday night. Canelo Alvarez moving from super middleweight up to light heavyweight to take on Dimitri Bivol. I'm not going to lay $5 with Canelo when it's two guys throwing hard fists at each other's head. Anything can happen on any given night. That's too big a price to lay. So I'm going to limit my financial risk, and I'm going to play Alvarez by decision at minus 140. Again, he's moving up in weight for this fight to take on a fighter who's 19-0 and has 5 inches of height advantage in this matchup. Bivol is a very high IQ fighter, throws wild, erratic combinations. Erratic's probably not the right word, but aggressive. He's a high action, very active fighter in the ring. And he's also great with his range. I think there's going to be a feeling out period for Canelo. Canelo, ultimately, this fight goes into deep waters. Over-under's 10.5, minus 270 to the over. So the bookmakers are telling you they expect a deep fight. I like Canelo on the cards at minus 140. Woo! Exhale. That's it. That's a wrap. Huge weekend. Basketball, hockey, baseball, horse racing, fighting. You name it. No daily wager today, but we are back Saturday morning. So be sure to check us out on ESPN2. Anita and I are co-hosting Bet on all of ESPN's digital platforms. That's at 4 p.m. Eastern today. Thank you so much for checking us out. Best of luck this weekend. We'll be back here Monday morning.